This is The Rotunda, your podcast about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. I'm Tramell Gomes.
If I said some things about him when I was working for another candidate, Mr. Trump, Mr. President, I apologize for that.
Shakeup in the White House communications office means we will stay the course with Twitter rant.
We don't need to closet him up or coach him on certain things. What we need to do is allow him to be himself.
Florida's congressional Democrats say fixing the nation's healthcare system is a priority.
I got to D.C. I went up there with the idea that I was going to help to improve the Affordable Care Act. It has been real partisan, and things are kind of bogged down a little bit.
That's Congressman Al Lawson.
I have brought this issue up in Democratic caucus meeting that where do we go from here?
And looking ahead to 2020's presidential election, we hear from Facebook's own Mark Zuckerberg.
Now, you hear a lot in the social debates of today around healthcare. And, you know, I think it's really important that we serve every person and that every person has the healthcare they need.
All that and more coming up on episode 114 of The Rotunda. So a lot is going on in politics in Washington. It all revolves around Russia.
A geopolitical foe of the United States, Russia, interfered in the U.S. election, according to every intelligence expert.
While here in Florida, it's the governor's race. And man, the crazy Tampa mayoral race.
The reparations that you talk about, Mr. Neville, your people already got your reparations. Your reparations came in the form of a man named Barack Obama.
Please hold your response.
My advice to you, if you don't like it here in America, planes leave every hour from Tampa Airport. Go back to Africa.
That is simply too ridiculous. The Republican fringe candidate, Paul Kangemi, has a checkered past with his current racist sentiment, is actually a candidate for mayor. Rick Kreisman, the current mayor who is campaigning to keep his seat, condemned the language, calling it bigoted rhetoric. Other candidates in the race include former mayor Rick Baker, Uru-affiliated candidate Jesse Neville, and several others.
I have found in my life experience with President Trump, when he's out there himself and he's being his fresh, authentic self, it's very appealing to the people of the United States. And we don't need to closet him up or coach him on certain things. What we need to do is allow him to be himself.
There's shakeup in the White House comms office. Press Secretary Sean Spicer is out. And a new communications director in the name of Anthony Scaramucci is in, though the internet is already comparing him to that guy.
Okay, let's work on your execu-speak. I'm worried about blank.
Don't you worry about blank. Let me worry about blank.
Good. I also would have accepted blank? Blank! You're not looking at the big picture!
Yes, that guy from the cartoon show Futurama.
Awesome. Awesome to the max.
If you check out season 4, episode Future Stock, you'll see the resemblance of the wealthy businessman with slick television skills suffering from the fictitious bonitis. Anyway, what is real is the fact that that guy, Scaramucci, communicates directly to the president through the television.
If I said some things about him when I was working for another candidate, Mr. Trump, Mr. President, I apologize for that. Can we move on off of that? I know you and I have moved on off of that. Jake hasn't moved on off of that, obviously, and that's okay, Jake. I don't care. But I'm going to be working for you, and I'm going to serve the American people, and we're going to get your agenda out into the heartland where it belongs, and we're going to turn this thing into a movement, a bigger movement than we have already.
I love how you're talking to one specific viewer right now, audience that there is.
I like talking to him, but you know who else I'm talking to? The people I grew up with.
Wherever you were when Scaramucci was on CNN, there was a 98% chance the president, who, as you know, gets his news from the failing networks, was watching TV at the same time. That's how he gets his briefings. Imagine that. This is The Rotunda. I'm Tramell Gomes, host of your podcast about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. Coming up, you'll hear from Florida Congressman Al Lawson.
Well, I think we need, as politicians, we need to do more listening than talking. And we need to listen, really pay attention to young people's ideas and stuff because they represent the future.
And Facebook's own Mark Zuckerberg.
You know, if we want to build a society where everyone has the opportunity to pursue something that is meaningful and purposeful to them, you know, I think in our generation, we're going to have to craft a new social contract.
Could he be a potential Trump challenger in 2020? This program is supported by listeners like you. Visit RotundaPodcast.com, follow us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, at Rotunda Podcast, and Facebook. On our website, check out the donate button. Push it. We welcome your contribution along with your tips and story ideas.
Well, this event, I had promised that I would participate in this forum. And so it worked out just fine because I was able to leave, get in here last night, and be here at the forum today, and got to be back up in D.C. on Monday. I wanted to really encourage the students, the young students, to stay involved at a great opportunity in Tallahassee for them, especially the ones that are in politics. There are a lot of different areas in politics that they should be concerned by, from campaign managers to campaign consultants to fundraisers, and they're a great opportunity. I deal with those all the time.
All right, Florida's Democratic Congressman Al Lawson made a stop in his home district of Tallahassee, and we caught up while watching the next generation of political operatives learn to navigate the field by hosting their own event with high-profile public servants.
Now, can we do better? Yeah, we can, and we have done. If you look at...
This is something I didn't know coming out of school, so with them coming out of school and learning about it, it's created a big advantage for them on other students to stay in this community and be able to make a good quality life here and to earn affordable housing and earn the type of income they would like to make.
Florida State University Master of Applied American Politics and Policy students hosted a roundtable discussion of local, state, and federal leaders about strategies to keep young professionals in the capital city of Tallahassee.
What would you say for these students that will be listening to this? What's the takeaway you've gotten in your time in politics, your years in politics, and now you're up there in Washington dealing with the madness?
Well, I think we need, as politicians, we need to do more listening than talking. And we need to listen, really pay attention to young people's ideas and stuff because they represent the future. And to give them every opportunity to be able to carry on in these communities. I think that's critical, and that the more that we engage and work with them in this new group of millennials that we have, the more I think it's better for society. They are technically sound, technology-wise. We're experiencing a little bit of a brain drain in government, and they really represent the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. While students ask these leaders about retaining the power and talent of graduates, I wanted to know how Lawson is planning to gain some power as a Democrat in Washington. The Trump administration seems to be busy causing its own problems, which is working out for the Democrats. But is it enough?
What's the biggest issue that you're dealing with right now in D.C. that you'd like to see get accomplished?
Well, it's health care. You know, when I got to D.C., I went up there with the idea that I was going to help to improve the Affordable Care Act. It has been real partisan, and things are kind of bogged down a little bit. And so right now, you know, the president is saying that we won't go into August break. He would like for us not to go into August break without doing something with health care. I doubt that's going to happen. We have a long ways to go, and the more that you can bring Democrats and Republicans together to look at this issue and how it affects almost 30 million people, we need to get something done, need to get something accomplished. The Affordable Care Act has been in now for 7 years, and Congress has had the chance to make some changes, but they haven't made it, and those changes got to be made so that the Affordable Care Act doesn't really crash in the next 2 years.
This is The Rotunda. I'm Tramell Gomes speaking with Congressman Al Lawson in Tallahassee's City Hall.
What can Democrats do with this issue? Like, it's been in your hands with Republicans trying to repeal and replace, or wherever the stance is now. What's the Democrats' plan to dealing with the health care issues?
Well, the Democrat plan right now, since so much has happened in the last 6 months, is now to offer a lending hand to the Republican leadership to work out some of the issues on a bipartisan basis so that we can make something happen. The American people really want us to do something very positive, you know, because healthcare is such a critical part of our society. I have brought this issue up in Democratic caucus meeting that where do we go from here? I tell them that when I'm down in Jacksonville doing a veteran roundtable, the press asks, what are y'all going to do about healthcare? And so the issue is they have now taken a step forward and extending a lending hand to the Republican colleagues so that we can get something accomplished. And that's what we really need to do.
Special thanks to Florida State's Master of Applied American Politics and Policy students for hosting their event to engage future leaders.
That Social Network movie that came out, it's really surprising to me how much to this day people actually think that what is in that movie is real. I think that's a pretty crazy thing to me. There were a lot of real things that went into building Facebook, but the stuff that was in that movie basically is not really a good depiction of anything that happened there.
People want to go on the internet and check out their friends, so why not build a website that offers that friends, pictures, profiles? I'm talking about taking the entire social experience of college and putting it online.
The site got 2,200 hits with it.
I think the movie came out in 2010, and here we are, you know, 7 years later, and that's still a lot of people's image of what the company is and how it got started was that. So that's kind of disappointing, but, you know, that's okay. I think over time that won't matter that much.
What do you like to do on a Sunday? Is it relax, like most everyone, and not produce a podcast? Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg likes to grill. Yes, Facebook's chief executive officer, the man responsible for all of us wasting our times watching endless loops of pet videos. Oh wait, commercial interruption. Those mid-roll ads are very, very annoying. But let me get back on track. Zuckerberg took us all into his backyard, live on Facebook.
All right, well anyhow, for those of you who are tuning in, we're talking about some bigger issues like curing and preventing diseases, but we're also just grilling. So now we're here in my backyard in Palo Alto. We've got the General offset smoker. I've got a couple of briskets going on that. And then over here on the Big Green Egg, I have a couple of racks of baby back ribs, which are going to be delicious. And we're I think, you know, maybe 3-4 hours away from eating them, and I'm looking forward to that.
Imagine the pleasant surprise, the creator, Zuckerberg, popping up on your screen. In fact, Zuckerberg has been opening up to the public in a big way. He's been on a nationwide tour of the United States, claiming to want to hear from the people, how they are living, working, and thinking about the future.
You know, one of the big interesting themes is that, you know, a lot of people who are living in rural places, at least report and tell me that they're feeling like there isn't as much opportunity as there used to be. So, you know, if we want to build a society where everyone has the opportunity to pursue something that is meaningful and purposeful to them, you know, I think in our generation we're going to have to craft a new social contract. You know, this is something that every generation has basically done. You know, previous generations fought for, you know, things like the vote and civil rights and the New Deal as kind of a new economic safety net for people. And I think it's just a matter of time before our generation kind of decides on what our social contract is going to be.
His tour is causing problems already for the Trump administration. Zuckerberg's road trip took him to Glacier National Park in Montana, now popular as a symbol of the effects of climate change. The Trump administration, according to the Washington Post, tried to disrupt Zuckerberg's planned tour by telling the park superintendent and a research ecologist they couldn't show him around. Trump, along with other climate science deniers, Governor Rick Scott included, go to great lengths to avoid addressing climate change. Trump has called it a hoax and is limiting the sharing of information on the topic, similar to Florida. But Zuckerberg's outreach is interesting. Listen to him tackle issues and answer questions from his friends. Wait, we're all friends on Facebook, right?
Yeah, I think that in our generation, we've kind of realized that, you know, making sure that we invest in the safety net to give everyone that opportunity to go build, you know, what matters to them and explore new ideas is actually how we're going to make the most progress and improve everyone's lives, not just in the U.S., but around the world. All right, so what else are we wondering about here? Mahmoud from Guinea in West Africa, strongly encourage you regarding your effort to expanding internet and making it more affordable. Thanks. Yeah, no, we have a lot more to do. You know, we're actually live with the internet.org program in the majority of African countries at this point, but there's still a lot of people who don't have access to the internet, so there's a lot more work to do there.
A poll by the Public Policy Polling, I think that's an outlet, shows Trump and Zuckerberg in a dead heat in a hypothetical 2020 election where Zuckerberg would be coming in as the Democratic nominee. Imagine the battle of the billionaires. Here's what he thinks about healthcare.
In a world where technological and scientific progress are just increasing at such a fast rate, and we're able to cure more things, you know, every decade than we were before, I think that there's a really good argument for putting more of our resources and investment into trying to do research and try to cure more diseases today, rather than just only investing in treatment. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot more that I think we should be doing that we're not doing today.
On technology,
think about how well instrumented a car is. There are hundreds of probes measuring every single system, yet we have nothing like that for our body to know when something is going wrong. So, you know, do I think that's going to change in the future? Yeah. I mean, I think we'll want that to give us early warnings. And, you know, how you build that technology, I think, is going to be tricky because, you know, any kind of probe that's going to be in your body is obviously there's a lot of sensitivity and complexity around designing that.
As last week, we discussed right here on the Rotunda net neutrality. This week, we learn...
At Facebook, we've created this program, internet.org, and over the last few years, we've helped more than 50 million people get access to the internet. So it's one of the most successful connectivity programs, I think, that anyone has ever tried. And it's live, I think, in about 60 countries now, and it's more than 50 million people. So there's a lot more to do there, because there are more than 3 billion people who don't have access to the internet, but that's a pretty good one. I'm excited about that, and hopefully we'll bring it to wherever you are soon. Although, given that you're on this thread, I think it's pretty clear that you're on the internet.
That's it for this edition of The Rotunda. Special thanks to Congressman Al Lawson for being a guest on the program this week. Oh, and wait, before we go, Jeb Bush. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush was out and about, and he was criticizing fellow Republicans who are standing silent in Trump's Russia probe. Without naming names, he called out the hypocrisy of criticizing former President Barack Obama while ignoring the actions of Mr. Trump.
Number one. Number two, if your opponent does things that your head explodes on and you get really upset about, if Barack Obama did something as it related to Russia and you get like, you said this is outrageous, all this stuff, then when your guy does the same thing, have the same passion to be critical. Rule number three, be civil. The idea that you shout profanities at one another.
And that's it for this edition. Remember to follow us at Rotunda Podcast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Also, check us out at rotundapodcast.com, where you can contribute to this program and suggest topics and story ideas. And as always, be sure to join us next week for more stories about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. I'm Tramell Gomes.